Hello and welcome to another episode of the Get Better Lab. Today we're going to talk about a very simple clinical condition which is quite common and can be pretty troubling if you don't know what's going on. This will be a fairly basic overview. We'll do a more advanced video later. So today we're talking about trigger finger. So what is a trigger finger and how does it present? Well, most patients will report that their finger is locking down into a flexed position like this. Often, it'll start with just clicking. That's why it's called a trigger, because they get that triggering click, click as the tendon is passing through. We'll discuss the anatomy in a minute. But after that triggering, it comes to a position where occasionally it will lock completely into this flexed position. People will report waking up in the night or waking in the morning and having their finger locked into flexion. And then they'll have to actually manually reduce the finger back out to extension. If they flex hard enough back in, it will lock again and get stuck. So it's a continuum of clicking and triggering, where you feel the click in the finger, to actual locking, or sometimes obstruction where the finger won't bend into a flexed position. So quite problematic, this locking of a finger, and it can occur in the thumb as well, or any of these digits. So what's the anatomy behind it? The flexor tendons of the fingers run from the forearm musculature up through the carpal tunnel, which we'll discuss another time, and into the fingers. These are our flexor tendons hidden within their sheaths, so the flexor tendon sheaths running up each finger. The trigger finger occurs because of an obstruction to the normal gliding of that flexor tendon. A little bit deeper in the hand, looking at the anatomy, we've got our flexor tendons here, and this is the area we're interested in, the sheath of the flexor tendon. This is where the cause of the problem actually lies. Interestingly, and perhaps more for our advanced class, the flexor tendons can be seen here broken up into their two components. So we have the long flexor here, the profundus tendon, and this is the short cutoff or extending here, the sublimus tendon. You can see the sublimus tendon splitting, and the profundus tendon passes through this gap or chiasm. That is relevant here because we can see the level at which that passage through occurs, and it creates extra bulkiness in the tendon. This diagram here is a sketch of the flexor tendon sheath broken down into more detail. What we have labelled on this side are the pulleys. Now, the pulleys are the condensations of the sheath at these various levels along the tendon, and there's five of them. The pulleys contain the tendon and hold it against the bone so it doesn't bowstring, and the tendon is able to exert proper mechanical force. In between these crosswise pulleys are the cruciate pulleys. So very strong annular or A pulleys and looser cruciate or C pulleys. There's five A pulleys, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and only three of the cruciate pulleys. The flexor tendon sheath is a tunnel. The tendon runs through this tunnel and should glide freely forwards and backwards to allow our fingers to bend. The pulleys are these condensations at various points along that sheath. The problem here arises at our A1 pulley, which we'll remember from just a moment ago, is located proximally in the finger here. When this A1 pulley becomes tight for a number of reasons, we can get obstruction of this tendon passage. This is what's causing our trigger. We look at that a little bit more diagrammatically. Our tendon is gliding here through our pulleys. But if the A1 pulley becomes tight, it can grip the tendon, often at that area where the profundus tendon is passing through the sublimus tendon. And this bulging of the tendon here through a tight annular pulley causes our triggering, or eventually locking and obstruction. So our pulley is blocking our tendon from gliding back out. And our flexor tendons are way more powerful than our extensor tendons, so we're able to forcefully pull that tendon down and through the obstructive pulley, but we can't get it back out and need to assist. So if you have a finger that is triggering like this, there are of course some differentials which your surgeon might look at, but if it is triggering and causing problems, you have a few options. The first is just to rest, knowing that these triggers sometimes occur because of inflammation around the pulley due to activity or even local trauma. So some rest and a little bit of gentle exercise may help. Occasionally a therapist might apply a splint to stop the finger from moving in the aggravating way. The other option is to trial a steroid injection. Works in a similar way of stopping the scarring process and the inflammation around the pulley. And the third is surgical, where that mechanical obstruction of the A1 pulley is actually released to allow the tendon to glide. We'll go more into the surgical and treatment options in the advanced discussion about trigger finger. For now, that's the basics of the anatomy and what's happening when you've got a trigger digit. So stay tuned. If you want to catch up with the advanced discussion, we'll post that shortly as well. We'll see you next time.